Now, you'll undoubtedly be aware that there's a huge effort on now to get people boosted. So the whole booster vaccination campaign underway for about the last week, and playing a big part in that locally are volunteers, of course, and Communities First, our volunteer coordinators. Joining us from Communities First now is Scott Good. He's a project coordinator with them. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Nick.
Not at all busy at the moment, right?
No, not at all, Nick, not at all.
I'm so grateful to you for sparing a bit of time. Now, we want to get straight to the nub of the thing. You need volunteers, don't you, to help with this booster jab effort?
We do, Nick. We urgently need volunteers at the moment, especially now with this this big push to get the booster vaccinations done.
Right. Tell us a little bit about if someone volunteers, what they'll be doing.
So what they would be doing is there's four main roles at the vaccination centres. So there's stewarding shifts, which are generally outdoor shifts, and maybe managing the car park or the front entrance to the centre. The front of house roles, which are generally indoors and managing the patient flow. And then recently added are admin duties and attendant, which is really, the admin is what it says on the packet, and the attendant duty would really be supporting people who need that little bit extra help in getting them through the centre.
Okay. And I know from the experience at Batchwood, when that was a vaccination centre, that volunteers actually really enjoyed what they did. They found it very, very fulfilling and very rewarding. So it is, you know, you do get something back, don't you?
You do, Nick. And the feedback that we have from volunteers is that they do find it very rewarding. And they thank us. They thank us for giving them the opportunity to give up their time and to do something that they can give back to the community.
All right. Now, if somebody's listening and they're thinking, yes, I want to play my part in what is a huge national effort and it's to the benefit of everybody, what should they do? How do they contact you?
So to register with us an interest in volunteering, they can register details on the website, which is www.communitiesfirst.org.uk, and that's Communities First with the number one, ST.
Yeah.
Or they can give us a call on 0203 793 9222.
Right, let's go through that again. That's communitiesfirst.org.uk, but spell the first, 1ST, or the telephone number is 0203 793 9222, and we'll give that number out again in a little bit, just in case you didn't have the pen and paper with you. Now, if somebody is volunteering, where are they likely to be needed to go?
So we are supporting centres all across Hertfordshire. In the area, we're supporting centres at St Albans Civic Centre, the iMed GM Pharmacy, and also Hemel Hempstead Hospital. And out with that area, there's also the mass vaccination centres at Stevenage and Watford.
Okay. And it's worth saying that you get a high-vis jacket to wear as well, don't you? Which is a major benefit.
You do. So when you volunteer with Communities First, there's a kind of vetting process. So there's a recruitment process we go through, which is just a short informal interview. We check a couple of references, and there's some safeguarding online training to do.
And you also weed out people like me who are just doing it for the high-vis jacket. Is that right?
Yes. And as you mentioned, yes, we also give you an ID badge, high-vis jacket, and we're there to support you if there's anything that you need.
I know we're joking about it a bit, Scott, but actually this is a deadly serious thing, isn't it? It really could make a huge difference to life over the next few months. And don't think of it as just being a this week thing. Of course, it depends how much time you have to give, but Communities First is looking for volunteers. You're looking for volunteers kind of through the winter, aren't you?
Yes, through the winter, and it's as much or as little as you can give. So if it's just a few hours a week or a few days a week, it doesn't matter. Just anything is needed at the moment.
All right. Well, one more time. It's communitiesfirst.org.uk. That's with the number one, so one ST at the end, or 0203 793 9222. Scott, thank you so much for everything you and everybody at Communities First are doing to coordinate this huge effort, and really would encourage people to volunteer. Scott, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Nick.